Hello, I'm Craig Waters, spokesman for the Florida Supreme Court. The court today has issued its opinion in the case of Albert Gore Jr. versus Katherine Harris, George W. Bush, and others. Paper copies of that opinion will be available here at the front door as soon as possible after I finish this statement. The opinion also will be posted on our duplicate websites as soon as possible. The court has authorized the following statement. By a vote of 4-3, the majority of the court has reversed the decision of the trial court in part. It has further ordered that the Circuit Court of the Second Judicial Circuit here in Tallahassee shall immediately begin a manual recount of the approximately 9,000 Miami-Dade ballots that registered under votes. In addition, the Circuit Court shall enter orders ensuring the inclusion of the additional 215 legal votes for Vice President Gore in Palm Beach County and the 168 additional legal votes from Miami-Dade County. In addition, the Circuit Court shall order a manual recount of all undervotes in any Florida county where such a recount has not yet occurred. Because time is of the essence, the recount shall commence immediately. In tabulating what constitutes a legal vote, the standard to be used is the one provided by the legislature. A vote shall be counted where there is a clear indication of the intent of the voter. Chief Justice Charles T. Wells and Justice Major B. Harding have written dissenting opinions. Justice Leander J. Shaw, Jr. has joined in the dissenting opinion of Justice Harding. Thank you.